in red water.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
All the way from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
By the time you reached home, normal reality had disintegrated.
What is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Cook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. And sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what makes a Tears of the God sound collage different from a plastic sushi is that we go deep rather than wide, focusing on perhaps one or two genres, and we always have a featured artist or more of them. Yes, that's different because on a plastic sushi sound collage, we go genre jumping. Switching from one genre to another versus the Tears of the Gods where we go deep. This evening, we have a pretty crazy show for you. I'm not exactly sure of what the title theme is, but we're basically having an experimental show, mixing up some psychedelic music with some experimental music, and also going deep into Somerville. In particular, we've got an interview with Somerville City Councilor at Large, Wilfred Embaugh, who was interviewed by Chuck Yu on our sister station, WMBR, recently. And Chuck and I are both into making sonic montages, sound collages, and I saw this as a good opportunity to take that interview and remix it up a bit on top of some Tangerine Dream, the German electronic band that goes back to the 1970s. They've got this collection that I acquired recently. Well, a couple of years ago, but the Dream Roots collection, which is something like 5 CDs of their rarer tracks. So we're going to be hearing that as part of our mix tonight. And then also, Councillor Emba is from Cameroon in Africa. And many years ago, I found in our world music collection here a couple of CDs by the Baka people of southern Cameroon, and there's vocal music and there's some instrumental music sounds. They're an ethnic minority in Cameroon and some other areas around there, and they have been known historically as the Pygmy people for their shorter stature. But we're going to be hearing some music from them. And then also, we're going to be hearing an experimental piece by the incredibly multi-talented musician and WMFO DJ Frank Rosano. And he's a drummer. He played for many years with Ray Paul in our Boston area here. And when we became friends, shared some of our music. And he took this song that I did a while back, Casio Dream, and he remixed it. He added some vocals, enhanced it. He played drums and some bass. And we're going to be hearing that. So we started off the show with a piece called Water Drums from a CD, Heart of the Forest, the music of the Baka Forest people. And then we heard from one of our, tonight, one of our features is Jimi Hendrix's new album, new as of last year, 2018, Both Sides of the Sky. And we heard a piece called Things I Used to Do, which has both, it's got a slide guitar, and I was trying to figure out if Jimi Hendrix was playing both of the guitar parts in that song. Guitar Slim is credited as the composer for that, but it wasn't clear to me if he was also playing the guitar on the slide guitar. But both parts are incredible, and that's actually what inspired that as a feature this evening. Backing me up right now, though, is the Turtle Island Quartet with their very cool cover of Gypsy Eyes, Jimi Hendrix song. And I guess that plus, oh yes, The Orb is also going to be one of our featured artists this evening. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with Frank Rosano's remix of Casio Dream. Also in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Infected Mushroom, the Israeli psychedelic electronic duo. And we're going to be hearing Cherokee Mist, a 7-minute piece by Jimi Hendrix from Both Sides of the Sky. And it all begins now.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. What would it be like in the year 2525? We don't know. We can only surmise. Imagine what it would be like in the year 2525.
Doors that they're afraid to go in, and they don't want us to go in there either, because if we go in, we might
who your kids are talking to on the internet? Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This evening, we are bringing you an experimental, psychedelic, and somewhat Somerville-themed program. That set you just heard, I'd say, was more in the experimental and the psychedelic aspects of our theme. We began with WMFO DJ and Ray Paul, longtime drummer, Frank Rosano. Yes, the incredibly multi-talented Frank Rosano. Playing drums and plays guitar and produces music. And that was his very cool remix of a song I originally produced called Casio Dreams. And Frank came up with some lyrics and he sang them and he added some drums and bass to my original mix. And there you have it, Casio Dream 2019. And then we heard from the Israeli duo, one of my absolute favorite bands to go running to, Infected Mushroom. And that piece was called LSD. And then we heard from one of our featured selections of the evening. Jimi Hendrix's Both Sides of the Sky album, released in 2018. That was his Jam Cherokee Mist, 7 minutes long, featuring Jimmy on both electric guitar and sitar as well. And then we heard from another feature we've got going this evening, music from the Baka Forest People of Southern Cameroon. That was a piece called Aya. And I found that on this wonderful CD, Heart of the Forest, the music of the Baka Forest People of Southeastern Cameroon. So, I walked 23 miles in 24 hours starting yesterday. And I think I feel pretty good for all of that. It was nothing I particularly prepared for, but it actually just made a lot of sense. As I mentioned last week, I was on our sister non-commercial radio station, WZBC, Boston College's radio station, broadcasting at 90.3 on your FM dial. For the last two semesters, I've been in a class here at Tufts with one of my intellectual idols, Professor Dan Dennett, and my classmate, Maria Kudari, she has been a DJ on WZBC, hosting a show called Default Mode, which actually relates to some psychological processing mode in our brain. And she mixes up psychedelic music with talk about neuroscience and philosophy. And, well, she used to, because that was the final Default Mode show this Thursday at 5 p.m. But you can still listen to it. You can go back and listen to it. It's going to be there for the next 2 weeks, featuring me as a guest, talking about the topics of Dan Dennett's consciousness class the last two semesters. So you can go to WZBC.com and then navigate over to their schedule. And yes, yesterday's 5 p.m. Default Mode with Maria. So I needed to get out to Newton yesterday, and I was looking at the ways you could do it using public transportation like the T, and that, according to Google, was going to be about an hour and a half, and you know, maybe 2 hours if you're going to be safe. And it was 7 miles to get there walking a little bit more directly along Mass Ave and through Harvard Square and the like that way. And I decided that I would walk it. And it took me just about 2 hours to walk there. And so, sure, it was a little bit longer than the hour and a half taking the T. But it was one of the most beautiful spring days that there was. And in that case, I got 2 hours of exercise, of excellent walking exercise in this fresh spring air. And it didn't cost me any money, and I didn't have to stand or sit next to some potentially sick people on the T. And then after the show, I had given myself permission to take the T back, but it was a great evening. So I walked the 7 miles back, and ooh, we got to add another mile inside there because I made some wrong turns, definitely a mile worth of wrong turns. And then today I had something else I needed to take care of, and I walked over to Cambridge, and that was an 8 mile round trip with a backpack full of food from Market Basket on the way back. So yeah, 23 miles in 24 hours. And you know, you too can get exercise in this wonderful spring weather that we're mostly having. Walking can get you fresh air, can burn you calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. And then another thing that I wanted to mention is these airplanes are horrible depending upon where you live. And if you're unfortunate enough, like I am, and Tufts University's campus is here, the FAA has put a highway in the sky over select sacrificial neighborhoods. And on days with northwest winds, the result is hundreds of planes per day coming over the same route. Every 2 minutes or less, constant noise, house-shaking vibrations. So the BostonWestFairSkies.org group is trying to change this. And they're going to discuss the current situation at the next meeting, which is going to be Thursday, May 23rd. Yes, this Thursday, May 23rd. It's going to be at the Belmont Public Library, 336 Concord Avenue, from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, please visit BostonWestFairSkies.org on the web. And this has been a public service message from BostonWestFairSkies.org and people who care. Yes. The DJ's here at WMFO in Medford. So, we're going to dive into a piece from The Orb before getting into our second hour, which I have got one long, epic sound collage for you that's going to have an interview with Somerville City Councilor Wilfred Embaugh. As done by Chuck Yu. And that's actually going to be mixed up with a whole bunch of Tangerine Dream and Jimi Hendrix and music from the Baca people. But that'll be starting just about the top of the hour or so. And until then, right now, we're going to...
Can you get me some plasma? Perhaps some
hear
plasma
from the Orb.
Quick, reports.
Would you hurry with the plasma for the
doctor? Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's...
not as dead as these cigarettes.
Later, Judge.